Okay, here with Coach Ricker. Just give me a general impression of how you feel about camp, how you feel about your guys, how it's been going so far.
It's going well. I think the guys are starting to really see it, especially after the scrimmage, what this offense can do.
Yeah.
Looking for 8 to 10 guys really right now that we can trust in the room. And I said I need 8 horses to go on Saturday, and that's what we're looking for, and mixing guys around.
That was actually going to be my next question. It's like some former line coaches here liked having 7, one inside guy that could rotate around and one tackle that could rotate in. They want to go 7 guys. You want 8 to 10 that you'll rotate in on Saturday?
When I say that, that's what you're going to travel.
Yeah.
You'd like to have 8 guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You always got to take 3 centers.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. You got to be smart with centers and then, obviously 1 tackle.
Yeah.
But, everyone's a little bit different, but 7's always 7 to 8. Really, 8 to 10 is what you're looking for. And that's what I tell those guys, because if you tell them you're only looking for 7 guys, then they're
I hear you. Yeah.
I'm not the guy.
Yeah, sure. So your starters seem pretty set with Lewis, Karras, Hill, Heights, and Svijanovic. Yeah, I got it right there.
Yeah, nice.
So who do you see as maybe those 6, 7, 8 guys that are sticking out so far?
Well, like I said a little bit earlier, Flavin's done a heck of a job, and I couldn't say that in the spring. Mm-hmm. He was struggling a little bit, but he's transformed his body. Mm-hmm. Is he there yet? No, but he's getting there.
Yeah.
Spencer inside has done a heck of a job over the left guard. He's still got a ways to go, but he's definitely been catching my eye a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Feldmeyer's done a nice job inside at center. He's an older guy, he's a 5th-year senior, he's going to put everyone on the right protection, right runs, right calls, all that.
Yeah.
We just got to get him playing lower and more consistently.
Sure.
And really those guys right there are the guys that really pop out to me.
Uh-huh. Talk to me about your freshman offensive tackles. You have 3 of them, although I guess you're playing Chadwell at guard a little bit.
Yeah.
But talk to me about DeLauro and Schmidt. Schmidt looks pretty good out there. Like, he's running with the 2s today and look really solid. So,
and that's kind of what I put him and him and Dallas are splitting a little bit, just to see what he do. It's always good to throw a freshman out there and kind of see what they can do.
Sure.
But those are guys, all 3 of those guys were here all spring. So,
So
this isn't really new to them.
Yeah.
Christian and Schmidt have made huge strides with their bodies. They both came in at 250. Now they're weighing over 280.
Yeah.
And that's, 6, 7 months ago. So
right.
Once they get used to playing with that weight and understanding that punching, we'll be all right. Chadwell's still got a ways to go. He's getting better, but he's got a ways to go.
Now, I'm going to ask you the hard-hitting question. If you go to the Bragging Rights game at Christmas, what color would you be wearing?
I'd wear a neutral color.
You wear a shirt that's half orange and half gold?
Yeah. No, I'd wear orange.
Yeah?
I'm not a big basketball guy anyways.
Yeah.
So,
that's good.
I wish they'd bring that game back in football.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd love to have a shot at them. How many times did you play in that? You played it
2
twice?
Years.
Yeah. And that one was the
year they came off, the year after the Big Ten championship.
Uh-huh. That was a Brad Smith game, right? Where he,
we didn't
true
know
freshman,
he could do
it,
all,
knew
of a sudden,
all of a sudden he's
he
superstar.
Came in the huddle with those eyes. I'm like, oh, man. He started running all over the place. So it was,
Yep.
But the atmosphere, man, it was like a bowl game, split in half, gold, gold and orange or whatever it was. That was fun.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your time,
Coach. Absolutely.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.